angels waging war in the unseen realm. Global events fulfilling biblical prophecy. Eternal life. What lies beyond mortality? From analyzing the paranormal from a biblical worldview to the discussion of cutting-edge science and technology, conspiracy, discovery, special investigative reports. Unafraid to explore the challenging issues facing humanity, welcome to another edition of Skywatch TV.
Hello and welcome to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Artis Horn. Is it true that an animal can actually bridge the gap between life and death for an individual, young or old, who may have been injured emotionally, physically, or spiritually? Today's guest certainly believes so. First, she is the founder and president of Seven Oaks Farm Miniature Therapy Horses. She's an expert in horse behavior and a master trainer. I'd like to welcome to the program Lisa Mode.
Hi.
Also in studio today, the founder of Whispering Ponies Ranch, Nita Horn.
It's good to be here.
It's good to have you guys.
Yeah.
We're also joined in studio today by CEO of Skywatch Television, Tom Horn.
Hey, good to be here.
So Lisa, we'll start with you. Over the last several years, a lot of the horses that you've trained have been featured in media. Mm-hmm. And you've come up with a program for training therapeutic miniature ponies that really is becoming quickly regarded as the world's premier training system. Do you want to talk a little bit about what got you started into that line of ministry?
Sure, I'd love to. For me, it started out, I had miniature horses. I have a love for horses, have love for people. We started taking those little horses out, and people wanted to pet them, spend time with them, started hearing people's stories, wanted us to visit a mom or a sister or a father who might be in a nursing home or needing someone to spend time with them. So we started doing that. So we started out with just two little horses. And within a year's time, our calendar was completely booked because people were wanting to see more and more of the horses, which that led then into trying to find a way to train, because going in and out of a hospital, a nursing home, is not just a normal thing for a horse. So we had to find special ways to train them to make sure they're equipped. The people that take the horses in, like myself or other people, the handlers, knew what to do. And so that just kind of evolved. And I wanted to make this the best it could be. And so it just evolved into its own natural self.
When you're talking about taking a horse into a hospital or up an elevator or into a building to visit somebody, for people watching this program that aren't familiar with the idea behind a therapeutic pony, what is that? What is a therapeutic pony?
The ones that we bring in are small. So they range in size from 30 inches to about 27 inches. So you're talking about the size of a horse that's the size of a Great Dane or a Labrador Retriever. So what we do is we do extensive amounts of training. So they're used to going up and down steps. They're going in elevators.
Sure.
They're doing what's called a bedside
visit.
Stuff
they're not usually doing.
That's not a normal horse
right.
thing. Correct. Mm-hmm. And so we work with them extensively to do that. And so we would walk into a patient's room, introduce ourselves, ask permission to come in, and walk the horse in. And the horse then will lay its head on the bed and then the person we're visiting can pet them, or it might be a group situation where there's a large circle of people and we visit that way. In our particular program, we also do a lot of children's visits, and so that's another thing that they
do. Oh, that's amazing.
And I'd like to jump in, too, and say how much I appreciate all of the work that you obviously spent over the years developing a program, because there really isn't anything out there. Nita, 7-8 years ago, had a similar vision, and we tried. We tried to find, you know, where is the premier training materials that can help you in identifying the right kind of horses and how to get them past their fears and what's the benefit.
Right.
There's a lot of studies now. You were telling us before the program that the which university was it that just did this study?
Miami University at Oxford, Ohio.
Yeah, say something about that.
Well, we were, you know, one of the things that we've always been concerned about is the effects the therapy that we do has on my horses in particular. I want to make sure that they were good with it, they were okay, they were happy, because we are constantly asked, you know, do the horses enjoy doing this?
Sure.
And it's like, well, I think they do. And so that part was covered, and then we also wanted to see what are the real benefits of someone, you know, petting the horses, spending
sure.
time with them. And of course, we know from studies that are done with the big equines, and it releases endorphins, mm-hmm. blood pressure
right.
goes down, heart rate goes
yes.
down, and the healing process in the studies they've done for, like, someone who's had a heart attack or something, the mm-hmm. healing process time is shortened dramatically. So we set about to find a way, you know, can we find out what's happening with the miniature horses? So one of the gals that handles for us is a psych major and at school at Miami University, and for her senior project did this study. So we, as you know, we go to our big airport, which is Cincinnati, Kentucky Airport, and we did a pre-inventory with the people and asked them questions, how they're feeling, and then they did a post, and the findings they came up with were significant
sure.
of, you know, them being able to say, you know, I feel better, I'm more relaxed, I'm not so nervous now about this flight that I'm going to take. So that's great to hear
uh-huh.
that, you know, there is a real measurable difference that people feel in themselves. And then we also then hooked up the horses with monitors, and we're able to see as people were coming in and petting, even people the horses wouldn't recognize and might not be the most comfortable with, we found significant changes in them. They were relaxing, the horses were relaxing, feeling better, comfortable. And so, you know, that's great for me as a trainer to know that, yes, my horses do enjoy the petting
sure.
and the time with people. That's really important to me.
And I just think it's so wonderful that God made these majestic animals.
Oh, yeah.
And that science is illustrating the benefits of
oh, yeah.
using therapy animals.
Right.
Now, we see it at Whispering Ponies Ranch because of children that have been abused. They've mm-hmm. lost their trust and having issues, you know,
uh-huh,
communicating
uh-huh.
with people. But instinctively, they trust the animal
right.
because they know that the animal doesn't have an agenda, right?
Right, right.
And so it's a just kind of a built-in trust issue. It's a God thing. And,
oh, yeah.
And we, but the point I was going to make a moment ago is we were not able to find any materials that could help Nita know what is a methodology, what is a
right.
systematized
right.
approach
right.
to identifying the animals that would be good for this,
right.
and then how do you desensitize them, how do you train them, because
right.
you want to make sure that the horse doesn't get hurt or a person doesn't get hurt.
Right.
If somebody drops a loud tray, you know, mm-hmm. in a care
uh-huh.
facility behind a horse, is the horse going to start kicking?
Right,
so
right.
it's a whole process,
right.
and
right.
you are the only person that actually developed a system. Of course, aren't you a former school teacher?
Yeah,
so your brain is wired to
yeah,
think that
yeah,
way, right?
Yeah, school teacher, homeschool mom.
And we appreciate so. It very much.
Well, let me ask you, Lisa, when you're trying to qualify, when you're working with horses,
mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that you do to kind of qualify whether a horse is a good fit for therapeutic work, maybe versus one that has the right appeal in your eyes, but maybe the animal, you're seeing signs and symptoms, they don't necessarily take pleasure in being, you know,
right.
pet by six different people, and, you know,
right.
no. What are some of the ways that you determine whether it's a good match for the horse and the visit?
One of the things that you'll see in the DVDs when they came out, and you know, what Tom was talking about, I was in that same boat of, you know, I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to train the horses, trying to get the information, and so the DVDs were based off of being in that same boat, and I wanted to be able to have, you know, how do I register my horses? How do I train? The insurance that you need
mm-hmm.
to talk about, and, you know, how do you actually do a visit? What happens when you go on the visit? What are some things to think about?
Right.
So the DVDs that we came up with kind of answered that question, and I wanted to share what I had learned with everybody else out there. So when we go through the process of selecting a horse, it's not an easy process. It's not a short process. We look at the general overall temperament of the horse. Does it like people? Does it like being around? Things like that. The parts of, like, going up and down elevators and being used to, like you talked about, a tray falling. Those are things you can train a horse
sure.
to deal with. And so that's not the most important part. But like saying, in my program, we do a lot of public events. I do some hospitals. I do nursing homes. I do schools. We do a large amount of events. So I will have horses that I know really enjoy parades and big events because they like that commotion. They like
right.
what's going on, the energy there. Well, I've got other horses I know could never do those events. And so it's not just is it trained to do therapy, but it's a particular type of therapy.
Right.
So like the horses that I take into my schools, Angel is a horse that I take in. Angel is a horse that loves children. She'll nuzzle with them. She'll snuggle with them. She's completely calm, but take her to a parade, and that's out of her element. She doesn't like it. So it's all those kind of things of evaluating, and that's what I hope when someone watches these DVDs that they have a sense of. It's not just choosing a horse that's good in therapy, but it's what type of therapy are you going to do, and how are you going to do it.
We've noticed that there's a trend now in miniature horses especially, that the whole breeding part of this and the show part of it is kind of gone. The market is gone from that. So lots of people now are turning to therapy animals, and we've noticed, like at all the auctions and whatever, they'll say this would make a great therapy animal. It might make a terrible therapy animal, but they're doing it so they can sell it, so they can get more money for it. And we've seen that the so-called therapy horses are selling for more money than show horses that have, you know, like
the pedigrees.
They have the long pedigrees. You know, the dad was 14 times Grand National winner. Can't hardly give them away, but they want the therapy animals. Nita's got a it's an interesting thing she does where she takes three horses. One is a therapy horse. Two are definitely not. But she puts a therapy jacket on them and then says, will the real therapy horse please step up? And the horse knows that command, so then the real therapy horse stands. But otherwise, you're looking at them. It's just three horses with therapy jackets, and two of them might not be qualified at all.
Right. And that's, you know, in the DVDs when we go through, we wanted to give people a sense of these are some things so that when you watch the whole program, you have an idea of what it takes a person emotionally, physically, financially to do what we do. And then also for your horses, is your horse really cut out to do that? Because at your barn, your horse may be snuggly and cute. And, you know, when you're looking at horses that are 27 inches tall, I mean, they're all just cute and they like being pet. But that doesn't necessarily translate into going into a nursing home, because so much is going on for that horse that they have to really learn so many things. So that's one of the things I hope people get out of the DVDs is a real understanding of what it really takes to do therapy, because it is not easy and it requires a lot of training and a lot of time.
Yeah, and you do like 200 of these visits per year.
Do.
Your horses
we
have been featured in media. You've been in like, I don't know if it's Macy's or whatever. You've been in some of the huge parades.
Yeah, the Tournament of Roses parade.
Yeah, the Tournament of Roses. So we're glad that you've earned that recognition. And we love using your materials at Whispering Ponies Ranch.
Well, we do.
Lisa's referring to a DVD training set that you're going to learn about right now. You're going to find out how you can get a copy with a special offer that we're making available now. A brand new curriculum, never before released, and one of a kind. When we come back, we're going to continue our discussion with Whispering Ponies Ranch CEO Nita Horn. Legendary miniature horse trainer and president of the Seven Oaks Farm, Lisa Mode is nationally recognized for her qualification and training methodologies. She's partnered with Nita Horn and Whispering Ponies Ranch to bring you the definitive, brand new, six-disc Miniature Therapy Horses 101 training program with companion book. Designed with visual learners in mind, this beautiful multi-DVD training program and companion book will prepare you with everything you need to know about selecting the right miniature horse and creating your own therapy program. The difference between trainers and handlers, horse health and safety, making visits with your miniature therapy horse, hands-on training with lead or groundwork, and so much more. Also included, the bonus DVD, A Look into the World of Miniature Therapy Horses, where you'll see firsthand the power of therapeutic miniature horses in action. And in addition to the printed version of the Miniature Therapy Horses 101 companion book, you'll also receive a digital backup copy on PDF. But we're just getting started. When you order the Miniature Therapy Horses 101 special offer from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive free The Day I Died, the book by popular rodeo cowboy and television actor Freddie Vest, as he walks you step by step through his miraculous journey from sudden death while on horseback during a calf roping competition to the gates of heaven and back again. And that's not all. You'll also receive free the best-selling book, Do Our Pets Go to Heaven, by Dr. Thomas Horn and Terry James, who believe there is biblical contention surrounding the concept that our furry loved ones will be joining us in heaven. The six-disc Miniature Therapy Horse 101 training program with companion book and digital backup copy on PDF. The Day I Died and Do Our Pets Go to Heaven hold a retail value of over $85. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. We won't be able to offer this phenomenal curriculum at this price for very long. So please, take advantage of this incredible offer now for you or the horse lover you know. The Miniature Therapy Horse Training 101 special offer, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985. Welcome back to Skywatch TV. We're going to pick up our conversation with Nita, the CEO of Whispering Ponies Ranch. Now, Nita, you do a lot of therapeutic visitation with the use of your ponies, and you were doing this before you met Lisa.
Yes.
And like Tom mentioned, you know, finding the curriculum online, you were doing a lot with your own insurance, your own common sense, and a lot of what had been out there in terms of what you'd seen others doing. Mm-hmm. But you always had kind of this sense that it was unfinished. There mm-hmm. had to be more about this to make it more professional. There had
right.
to be more steps taken to make things more safe
right.
for both the people that you're trying to minister to as well as the horses.
Mm-hmm.
And so you never finished your quest with, hey, I can do this independently. Other people I see doing this independently, mm-hmm. I can too. And it was that quest, I believe, that led to you finding
yep.
Lisa Mode.
Mm-hmm.
And when you did, the benefits of using her training program at Whispering Ponies Ranch have been numerous. Tell us about some of those benefits that you've seen working with your own ponies.
Well, I could probably sum it up better if I just say what the program has done for me, because if I'm a better handler and I know more about what I'm doing and I have more confidence, that's going to transcend to the animals receiving all of that calmness, and they will be more effective as we use them. And we are seeing that happen right now. We've learned so much, too much to put into this little two-minute talk, but I would have to say, if I have to sum it up, it's done so much for me. I have more confidence now. I feel like I know my place. And yes, there were questions that I had that I just weren't, their answers weren't coming. But the very first conversation I had with Lisa, and it was a kind of a late evening, and I was sitting there on my internet going, what am I just researching? And I ran across her, and I still to this day don't even know how it happened, except I believe it was a God moment. So I emailed her really fast, thinking I'll hear from her in 3 or 4 days. I got an email back, said, sure, call me. And I went, oh, picked up my phone. And like a bullet list, boom, boom,
right.
boom. Before I could even ask her the question, she's telling me, well, this is how I feel, and this is what I think about that. And I mean, I was amazed, and I thought that felt so right for the questions that I had. I said, well, will you come out to my farm and, you know, teach
right.
me and my staff? And she said, well, sure. So she, next thing I know, she's on a plane, and when she arrived, she brought so much with her that our whole staff just grabbed a hold of it, and it brought such a confidence and such a peace and a calmness to what we were doing, and that is transcending into what we do when we take our horses visit. We're not worried about this happening because we've trained it.
Right.
We're not worried about that happening. In fact, one of the little horses we have been using, we found a weakness in her that could have been
right.
you know, devastating.
Right.
And that she was afraid of things coming up from behind her. But with Lisa, she helped us, first of all, to identify the problem and how to fix it. I could go on and on and on, but...
Right, but I know that many of your friends also were doing what you were doing. You know, they're being obedient, they feel
yeah.
like there's an opportunity to use therapeutic animals
right.
for kingdom work,
right.
but they buy their own insurance, they believe they're doing the
right.
best they can, but they too have had questions like,
right.
you know, legally, what should I do? What's
right.
the best approach? How to find... And so when you found Lisa's curriculum that is
right.
available on this DVD set...
Right.
This is what has helped Whispering Ponies Ranch, in
right.
your view, go to the next level.
Right.
Well, and let me add something else, too, for the viewer, that there is a biblical precedent for using animals in this way. Science studies now showing the benefits, but there's also James, who says, pure religion and undefiled mm-hmm. is visiting the orphans and the widows. Mm-hmm. And to take that to even the next step, in Matthew 24, Jesus separates the sheep from the goats. He he determines who is and is not even going to get to go to heaven.
Right.
And notice all of the things that he lists there. I was hungry and you gave me meat. Mm-hmm. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was sick and in prison and right. you visited me. It's all interpersonal things. And they say, Lord, when did we do all these things? And as much as you did it unto the least of these, my little ones, you did it unto me.
Right.
Those are the guiding principles at Whispering Ponies Ranch. And we've seen the benefits, and you have too,
right.
Joe, Anita, of using therapy animals with these children that have been abused. They all wind up, you know, as wards of the state for some reason. And quite often it's not just physical abuse, it's sexual abuse, it's other things,
right.
negligence.
Right.
And they wind up there, they're scared. A lot of them are closed down. They don't trust people mm-hmm. anymore. They won't communicate. And we have seen right. this amazing thing that happens right. with how these little animals mm-hmm. can help them open back up. Well, there's
right.
even school programs now where they read to a horse, where yeah. children that have problems right. reading mm-hmm. And facing other people, but for some reason, the brain chemistry, right?
Right,
they'll read to this, you keep saying a little pony, and one correction I should make is these are miniature horses.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. But
this
would,
is why
it
I'm
would
not
work with ponies
on,
too, right?
Yeah.
yeah. But yeah. So there is a biblical precedent for what we're doing.
Yes.
And this is the first time that we know of, and we've been searching for 7 years.
Right.
This is the first time that a product like this has actually been produced.
Right. Right.
Where a person's literally going to sit in
right.
both the class setting and also in the field with
right.
Lisa Mode and be instructed
That's
through
right.
the entire process about identifying, qualifying, mm-hmm. Using insurance questions, all
right.
of that.
Right.
I would just like to make it known that we had no plans to produce anything until after she came to do the
right.
seminar, and we're like, wow, this has got to get out there. This is the word that people that do this need to have in their hands to answer lots of those basic questions.
Right.
Well, our staff was talking about that last
yeah.
night.
Right.
The people that work with you at Whispering Ponies Ranch talking about how the training that Lisa
right.
gave them was the first time
right.
that they had a level of confidence
right.
and a method
mm-hmm.
for
yep.
knowing exactly how this
right.
process should move forward.
Right.
So,
right. Yeah, if you're out there and you're watching the show and you thought, you know, for any length of time that you'd like to get engaged in this kind of work, you know, the idea of using therapeutic animals for visitation
right.
for kingdom work, this is exactly why this material was manufactured.
Well, Joe, we just saw the Royal Family Kids Camps that we work with. They just contacted us from the national headquarters and said there was a woman who was watching Skywatch television
right.
and heard us talking about that ministry, and she has just now contacted them, and she's donating all of her land in Oregon, the developments,
wow.
money, and everything. Right. You know why? Because she said, I want to repeat that ministry
right.
of
That's
using
awesome.
Therapy horses
right.
with children
yeah.
and the benefit
yeah.
of it. So, yeah.
Now, you guys have, we're about out of time, so I want to get to something else before we close the program. There is a lot of expense involved in the upkeep of these animals. How many miniature horses, if I'm saying it right, do we have now at Whispering Ponies Ranch?
She doesn't
like
want to admit
yeah.
it.
You don't ask a woman's age. You don't ask me
okay,
horses
okay,
she
yeah.
has.
That's
a
good.
Lot.
I love that.
Well, but the man will say a lot.
Okay. But the point is, it's not gratuitous. There's reasons for each one of these
mm-hmm.
miniature horses.
Yes.
There's a reason for
mm-hmm.
them to be there.
Right.
There's a great deal of expense involved in the food,
mm-hmm.
the veterinarian visitations, any antibiotics that are required.
Right.
There's routine things that are needed for upkeep and so forth.
Well, in addition to that, at Whispering Ponies Ranch, we make the facility, the food services, the staff, everything available at no cost
right.
to the Royal Family Kids Camps to come there. And we do have people that sponsor ponies. I think Lisa also has some that
right.
sponsor. So there are people who do help in that kind of support.
So if somebody was watching this program and they wanted to know more about, well, if I'd like to sponsor a pony, if I'd like to support what they're doing at Whispering Ponies Ranch, apart from just taking part in this offer that we've made available for the training curriculum that we've been talking about, are there ways to sponsor a pony?
Yeah, at skywatchtv.com, they can look right up on the top navigation bar. There's one of the labels up there says sponsor a pony. They can click on it and learn more, and then Lisa could give us her website, and I believe they could contact her there.
Mm-hmm. Our website is www.therapyhorses.com, and we're on Facebook as well with Seven Oaks Farm Miniature Therapy Horses. And yeah, our program is the same. We you know, have the funds that we require, and we have our program. It's a guardian angel is what
sure.
we call them, right. To sponsor the horses. And one thing I wanted to mention, too, is when we're talking about, you know, the therapy work that we do and the great work you do at Whispering Ponies Ranch, you know, the DVDs, I believe, will help you gain that confidence that you need to handle and train and know you've got, as they say, all your ducks in a row
right.
and feel confident in doing that. And when you feel confident going in, that means now I can focus on the child I'm talking
right.
to.
Right.
I can focus on the senior that I'm talking to
right.
and really develop those relationships and
right.
not be so worried, am I doing this all right? Am
yes.
I, you know? And so to me, that's the biggest benefit is,
right.
is it really allows you to establish real contact with people and really engage them and hear
right.
what they're telling you
right.
and listen to
right.
their story.
Wonderful. You know, nothing like this has ever been available before, and it's the only therapeutic miniature pony training system available today, utilizing the input and collaboration from world-class horse trainers regarding such a specific area of expertise. Once again, I'd like to thank Tom Horn, Lisa Mode, and Nita Horn for joining me today. I'm Joe Artis Horn. Until next time, thank you, and God bless.